Okay, we're on Pei Aleph Amud Beis at the top. So we had a Shaila and a Machloikis. Shaila was, according to Rabbi Yossi, when it comes to Rechitza and Kishut, he held that that's not called Inui Nefesh, that we should stop for sure. The Shaila was, it might not be Inui Nefesh, but it goes at least in the category of Beino Veina. So we had a machlokes. Rav Ada Bar-Avra had said the husband could be made for in such a situation because it is considered beino veina at least. Whereas Rav Huna says not in mayfair, he could not be mayfair. It's not an inyan of beino veina either. So now the Gemara says Tanya Kavasi to Rav Ada Bar-Avra. Now we're going to bring a brisa. It's a lengthy piece over here. That we're going to see from here that according to Rabbi Yossi, by Rechitz and Kishus, he could be Mayfair, Beino Veina. Okay, so let's see it. Devarim Sheyesh Behem Inui Nefesh, says the Brisa. The things that are Inui Nefesh, Mayfair, Beino Leveina, Bein Beina Leveina Cherim, which according to Rashi, he's learning, this is what we had seen before, right? That when it comes to Inui Nefesh, he can not only, when Hafara works not only right now while he's married to her, but even if he gets divorced, he gets married to somebody else, the Hafara remains. Whereas, She'ein Behem Inui Nefesh, things that are not Inui Nefesh, but rather, let's say, Beino Veina, so they work, Beino Leveina Mefer, but Beina Leveina Cheri Meino Mefer. That only works while they're married, but if they get divorced and she marries somebody else, then the hafara leaves and the neder comes back. Now we give some examples. Ketzat. So the first example is, what's the case of Inui Nefesh? That's Mufar forever. Amra konem peras alai. Classical case, she usses on herself fruit, that's Inui Nefesh, that forever gets divorced, remarries, it stays, the hafara stays. Areza Yafir. Next, here's an example of a few examples of things which are neither nor Inui Nefesh or Beino Veina, nothing. If she says, Konem She'ini Ose Lepi Abba, she says, I'm not going to, that's just on herself, her Maisi Adayim to her father. Or Lepi Avicha, to the mouth of your brother, she answers her maisadim to her husband's brother, lefi avicha, to her husband's father, lefi achi, or her own brother. She answers her maisadim, b'shalo eten tevin lifnei behemtecha, umayim lifnei bekarcha. She answers giving straw to her husband's behema, or water to his bakar, his animals. In all these cases, these are not nor Inui Nefesh nor Beino Veina, therefore ein yachol afer, so the ball cannot be made for these things. Now the Brisa continues of things that are there's no Inui Nefesh, but they do have Beino Veina, and this is the next case is what we're going to use. Shelo echol, shelo efkos, v'shelo ashamesh mitasi yafer mishum dvarim shebeino leveina. So if she says, I'm not going to color my eyes, that's ekol, or efkos is to braid the hair, I'm not going to braid my hair, or have relations, then yafer mishum dvarim bein shebeino veina. So note that these are inyanim of kishut, of adorning herself, and here it says clearly that he could be mayfair, else beino veina. Okay, this is what we're gonna use shortly. Okay, then the Brisa continues. However, if she says Shelo Atzia Lecha Mitatcha, I'm not gonna make your bed for you, V'Shelo Emzog Lecha Et Hakos, I'm not gonna pour your cup for you, V'Shelo Erchatz Lecha Panecha Yadecha V'Raglecha, I'm not gonna wash your hands, face, and feet. Ein Tzarich Lafer. In these cases, he doesn't have to mayfair because she's not allowed to not give him these things. He's Meshubad in these things, therefore he doesn't have to really be Mayfair. But Rabban Gamliel Meir Yafir Shneimar Lo Yachel Dvaro, that in any case he should be made for them, not that he really, in theory, doesn't really have to, right, because she's Meshubad in these things, But we don't want her to, here she's going to be making these nadarim, and he's going to, and she's going to be, as we're going to see a little bit later, no heg behemisser, she's going, I'm not going to do this, and she makes a, you know, neder, and she doesn't do these things. And then husband says, no, you forget it, you got to do these things for me. And here she made a neder, and then she's all of a sudden, you know, not keeping her neder, because she didn't really, the neder's not really good to begin with, but she doesn't really, you know, realize that. She's just making a neder, and all of a sudden she doesn't have to keep it. And then she might end up doing that with other nedarim, right, that she really does have to keep. So therefore, in order to me not to be over on lo yachel dvaro, midaraisa, we say, you know, just tell the husband to make for these anyways, even though in theory he doesn't really have to. Davar acher, another drasha on lo yachel dvaro, mikan lechacham shein matir nidre atzmo. They learn it from lo yachel dvaro, but other people can, you can't be made for your own thing, but other people can be matir for you. Okay, so that's the braisa. Now comes the diuk, why we brought this. So Gemara asks, manch me'ina da amar shalo echam v'shalo efkos marim shebeno leveina havyan. So who is it, whose opinion is that these are, like we said, things of adornment, lo'achol lo'efkos, and the Bryce is calling them dvarim shebeino leveina, where the husband could be mefer. So who is this? It must be Rabbi Yossi. Why? Because the other option is Rabbanan. But we know that according to Rabbanan, these things of adornment, as we saw back in the Mishnah, are the husband can be mefer because of inui nefesh. And here it says beino leveina. So it's not Rabbanan, it must be Rabbi Yossi. And therefore we see clearly that things of kishut, of adornment, according to Rabbi Yossi, you could be, even though you can't be made for him else, you know, nefesh, but it's clear, it says Beferish over here, you can be made for it because of Dvarim Shebeno Leveina. And therefore, Ktani de Mefesh Mishum de Lebeshenemeno Leveina. And therefore, we have a raya to Ravada Barava. So what we said at the beginning, Tanya Kavasi Ravava, here's a raya to him that according to Rabbi Yossi, might not be Inui Nefesh, but it is Beno Leveina. Okay, let's see some Rashis. Second Rashi, Dvarim sheyesh behem inui nefesh mefer beino lebeina chulei kolomar kashahu mefer la habu mufarim laolam, meaning they're mefer forever. Bein kol zman she tachtav, while they're together, bein beina lebeina cherim afilu lachar shetit garesh vetinase lacherim, and after she gets divorced, marries somebody else, it remains mufar if it's inui nefesh. Like we saw before at the beginning of the perek, that when beino leveina, after they get she remarries, then they fall the hafara falls away, and then darim come back. Kate said, says Rashi, "Ezen nidrein inu nefesh shayu mufarin lolam." What's an example of inu nefesh as made for mufar forever? Amra kodem b'chulei she yasres fruit herself, etc. She'eni osele piyava, I'm not gonna do things for my maaseh daim, I'm answering to my father. So, eino lo nidre inui nefesh, v'lo devarim shemein levana, they're neither. Lekach, eino mufar lach, that's why you can't be made for them. Shelo ekov shelo efkos, devarim shemein olevana, these are things between them. Shelo eshamesh mitatcha, should be mitatzi, right? Can we afar shel kaman, as we explain later on. Shelo atzia mitatcha, etc. Ein tzarich lafer, these things he doesn't have to. Why? Mishum drachaman azachile behani malachot. That the Torah gives him these things she has to do for him. So she's not allowed to say she's not going to. Mishum agamliel mer yafir mishum shneemar lo yachel dvaro. Deraisa delav kol kamine lafkue shibuda the baal mina. She can't really take away the shibud like we said of these things. But we anyway tell him to be mefer, as we said, so that she shouldn't be regil to making nedarim and not keeping them. V'hainu k'ravada barava, the mice is like Rabba Abba, the Amar, the Varim Shabana Leveina, according to Rabbi Yossi, he could be made for them. Davar acher lo yachel dvaro, mikan azhara l'chacham shlo yatir nidriyatzim, etc. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Amar Mar, now we're bringing one of the nekudos we saw in the Braisa, we just learned. V'shelo ashamesh mitasi, yafer mishun dvarim shabana leveina. If she says, I'm not going to have relations, the husband can be mefer because this is the varim between them. Hey chidami, what's the case exactly? Ilema damra hanas tashmishi alecha. If she says the hana I'm taking away the anav tashmis on you. So lama li afara? Why does the husband have to be made for them? Ha mishubenesle. She has to give him tashmis. So he doesn't have his, he's meshubah to him, so she can't, he can't, doesn't have to be made for it. Ella beomeres hanas tashmishcha alai. So it's the opposite, that she says, I don't want the hanaf tashmish. So she made this is not really against her husband, it's against herself. She doesn't want to have the hanaf tashmish. And that, we say the husband should be made for it. Between Benola Beina, and this follows the Shita Karav Kahana, Dama Rav Kahana, Hanas Tashmishi Alecha, Kofe Umishamto. So if she has to do Tashmish on her husband, so that, which she's not allowed to do, because she's Meshubatim, like, the, as far as that goes, so therefore, Kofer Umishamto. Therefore, we can force her to live with him. But Hanas Tashmishcha Alai, she's ushering the Hana on herself of the Tashmish, so then we tell the husband to be made for it. Not force her, but to be made for it. Why? Shein machili mesadam davar asur lo. We don't feed somebody something that's asur to him. In this case, it's the woman that she made the tashmish asur on herself. So we don't want to feed her something which is so to speak asur to her because she made herself asur to tashmish. So therefore, we tell the husband to be made for it. Okay. No Rashi's. Let's go on. Mantana hadatanya. So who is the author of the following brisa? It says, Dvarim amutarim v'acherim nagu behem iser. Things which are really mutar, but people acted with them in as if they're aser. That iyat harashai linhog behem heter, kedei levatlan. That we tell, let's say, a chacham, not to just say, tell the people, nah, it's mutar, you don't have to, you know, what you say, what you're keeping is not it's really unnecessary, it's okay, you can, we don't just shrug it off like that, but we treat it as if it's like a kilo, it's a netter that needs a hatara, etc. Who holds like this? Mani, this is Rabban Gamliel, this is Rabban Gamliel, we saw in this our brisa before. Titania Rabban Gamliel Omer, Mishum, Yafir, Mishum Shenemar, Lo Yechel Dvaro. Like we saw before, that Rabban Gamliel held by the woman, right, that even though she made an edder about things that she's meshubah to her husband, to wash his face, hands, face, the feet, etc., etc., but we still tell the husband to make for it, so she shouldn't, you know, take things lightly, and, you know, here she's made this edder, and then all of a sudden she doesn't have to keep it, just like that. So we say, no, we treat it like as if it's a real edder, and he has to be made for it, etc. So this is the same thing over here. Somebody, it's something, takes something mutter and acts with it us, so you don't just shrug it off and say, nah, it's okay, you don't have to keep it. Same thing. I'm afraid he's going to come to make real nedarim and not keep them. Again, Dvar Achar, this is a continuation, as we saw before in the Bryce at the end, not the Drash on Lo Yechal Dvar, even though it's not really pertinent here. Dvar Achar, Lo Yechal Dvar, Mikan de Tal Michacham, again, Chain Mefir Nidri Yatzmo, he can't make for his own nedarim, and he has to go to somebody else to do so. And who is this? Again, Mani Rabban Gamliel. Okay, Rashi, Dvarim Hamutarim Achem Shnagu Bo Yisur, Yatara Shailin Hog Achule, Mani, who is this? Rabbi Gamaliel here. Okay, Da Amar Leel, as we saw before in our Braisa, the Yafir Lad, he can be made for it to his wife, he should be made for his wife when she asers those things that if she's Meshubah to him, Hoyel Venago Bo Yisur, since she acted as if they're Aser, and she, you know, wasn't doing these things according to her neder. Vihi svura shete asura letzia lo mitato mimzog klos. She thinks it's asur to do these things because she made his neder. So ain't a rishalin hog behemet or elim kain mefilo. So we don't say nah, it's okay, and he just does it and just ignores the neder, because even though it's true, it really isn't a neder. But again, we're afraid she's gonna that will lead to making the real nedarim and not keeping them. So therefore, he should be made for. Mishum shneimar lo echel dvaro, there ain't a rishai levatel dvarim b'lin hog behem heter elim kain meferla. We don't just tell her just like that to do these things unless there's a far. Okay, I'll just we'll send up with a question. Can tomorrow the Brat Hashem will go into the answer. So by mine Rava mi Rav Nachman. So he asked the following question, Rava from Rav Nachman. Tashmish amita l'rabbanan inui nefeshu or dvarim shebeino leveina. So when it comes to tashmish amita, according to rabbanan, is it inui nefesh, or is it that she's not having relations, or is it dvarim shebeino leveina? The question is only according to it's Rabbanan, because we already saw in the Brisa, we saw in the previous Brisa, we say it was Rabbi Yossi. And then we saw in this Brisa, when it comes to Tashmisha Misha, Mita, this is Dvarim Shebeino Leveina. And therefore, we know according to Rabbi Yossi that it's Beino Leveina, as it said, Beferish in this Brisa. But now, therefore, the Rabbi wants to know from Rav Nachman, what about according to Rabbanan? Is according to Rabbanan, is it also Beino Leveina, or is it worse, it's Inui Nefesh? That's what we're going to see with Rav Nachman.